We've got a very wonderful author with us. Deborah Dozier Potter is with us, who has written a book called Let Buster Lead, Discovering Love, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Self-Acceptance. She's calling us from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Deborah, you're the first one to call us from Santa Fe, where it's very early but very wonderful out there.
Oh, it is.
And tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in the west part of Los Angeles. I came from a famous Hollywood family. My mother was a movie star. My aunt was a movie star. My father produced the Batman television series. Remember, Will Batman Escape? That was my father. He even narrated it.
Really?
And so I grew up with a very busy, active life. A lot was expected of me. When I married my husband, I moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico. I had already had my own business as a talent agent. I became very active in volunteer activities. I was still managing my actor and traveling all over the world. We were extremely busy people. And when I fell off my horse and broke five bones, the bones healed, but right on schedule a year later, I was terrified of going out of the house. I couldn't go anywhere. I was flattened by post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, you know, emotionally and spiritually, absolutely flattened. I was afraid to go out because I started screaming when people would approach me.
Oh, wow.
It was quite a change in my life.
Yeah.
But I was very lucky to find out what I had.
Certainly was. And now, how many years ago was that?
I fell off my horse in 1999.
Uh-huh.
And in about the end of 2000, I started realizing what I had. And it was just a traumatic. I mean, I was very lucky I found out, because I almost ruined my marriage. I almost ruined what was left of my career, my friendships, everything. People with disabilities tend to not go out of the house. They tend to withdraw, especially with post-traumatic stress disorder. There are so many people who have traumas. We all have traumas in our life. Not everyone gets post-traumatic stress disorder, but I read a recent statistic that said after a trauma, now that could be a loss of a child, loss of a job, a divorce, witnessing abuse in the family, certainly any kind of accident. There's people in Southern California who just lost their houses. These are traumas we all experience in life all the time. According to the statistic I read, 20% of women, of women, and 8% of men after a trauma will get PTSD. And I hope they have a chance to read my book or somehow find out what the symptoms are so they can recognize it and be lucky like I was and find out what they had and get treatment.
Yeah, and certainly so. The title, Let Buster Lead. Buster is a border collie.
Yes.
And tell us about that and how that helped heal you.
Well, I first got him at the pound. In fact, my book starts out in the animal shelter where I met him. And I didn't want another dog at all. I mean, we were getting a dog to keep our other dog company, and it was going to be her dog, and that was it. And I absolutely fell in love with this dog. He was a person. I mean, he was one of the once-in-a-lifetime dogs. It just connects with your soul. You know, you have one of those, I can tell, right?
Well, yeah, we've had a couple, in fact. And, you know, I was interested in the notes on the back that as a youth, you read Albert Payson Terhune's Lad, as did I, and ended up with a collie when I was a kid. Named Lad, actually. I was not very creative at that time.
You're talking about Nick Dunn's comment on the back of the book.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that was, yes, indeed. But actually, he ended up with a dog. But dogs are really important. Can be, certainly.
Oh, yes. And and the ADA law allows people with disabilities to have a service dog as a medical option. A service dog is a medical option for anyone with a disability. And people can find out more about this, certainly from my book and from my website, letbusterlead.com. I talk about what it was like going out in life with a service dog and going on airplanes with one and going into big stores. And sometimes people were very rude to me, but most of the time they were absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
And people were wonderful to me, especially Southwest Airlines was just terrific to me and to Buster. And I write about how, you know, sometimes, you know, the stewardesses would, flight attendants would bring him crackers and water and say, you passengers have to wait until takeoff. You know, it was really really fun.
Cool. Well, it's a wonderful book, and I'm so glad that you have you completely recovered from post-traumatic stress syndrome?
Buster stayed alive until I knew I was well.
Hmm.
He had an illness that was clearly not going to be cured, and he waited for me. He honestly waited until he knew I was well, and I knew I was well. I still have little moments, but it's certainly not the disability that it was. But he waited until his job was done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Sorry we have a limited amount of time. I know you have to go on to another interview.
Well, let's talk again sometime. I love visiting with you and all your listeners out there in beautiful Roanoke, Virginia. I get concerned about everybody associated with Virginia Tech.
Oh,
and
yes.
The post-traumatic stress disorder that will probably start kicking in about a year. It was only in April that
uh-huh.
happened. And
no, and that really did affect the area. And our secretary's sister worked for Virginia Tech, was in the building right next door to all of that, and phoned us as it was going on. It was really affected us deeply.
Well, people can find the symptoms on my website and in my book, and I just hope that people recognize it in themselves. We all say, so-and-so's just not the same after such-and-such happened.
Yeah.
And PTSD is very easy to treat. There are resources on my website, Let Buster Lead, where people can go to seek treatment. But first, they need to look at the list of symptoms and see if they or a loved one has it. My book talks about what it looks like from the outside and what it feels like from the inside.
Great. And thank you for sharing the book with us.
Thank you, Bob.
And we'll talk to you again.
Wonderful.
Great.